听力考试，现在开始。
请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
What are you doing here, Steve?
I'm cooking.
Why are you cooking now? It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, I'm really hungry.
When does the James Hall Transport Museum open?
It opens at 8 a.m.and closes at 5 p.m., but only Tuesday to Friday. What did you do on Thursday?
Well, we had a cake after we came home from school. Then we played quietly because Mom had a headache.So you're from South Korea?
Yeah, I'm from Seoul.
That's cool. What's Seoul like? I've always wanted to go there one day.
It's really nice. It's a very exciting city. You would never think it boring.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm reading a biography.
Who's it about?
Bob Dylan, a famous American musician. It's great. I've learned a lot of his interesting experiences from it.
每段对话或独白后有几个小题。从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题。每小题五秒钟。听完后各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
I guess that you didn't do well in some of your classes.
Well, my English teacher is so boring.
In other words, you're not doing so well in English?
A C.
Oh, well, how are you doing in your Spanish class? You said you liked that one.
Well, I do, but I have problems understanding all those grammar rules. I get them all mixed up in my head. I got an F.
Oh, poor girl. And what about your math?
It's a piece of cake.
Good. And how are you doing in history?
Oh, that's my favorite class. Mr. Jones is always passing out candy, if you know the answers to his questions.
I guess that you didn't do well in some of your classes.
Well, my English teacher is so boring.
In other words, you're not doing so well in English?
A C.
Oh, well, how are you doing in your Spanish class? You said you liked that one.
Well, I do, but I have problems understanding all those grammar rules. I get them all mixed up in my head. I got an F.
Oh, poor girl. And what about your math?
It's a piece of cake.
Good. And how are you doing in history?
Oh, that's my favorite class. Mr. Jones is always passing out candy, if you know the answers to his questions. How do you feel about meeting Sarah's parents?
I'm worried about making a bad impression. I find it difficult to get along with people straight away.
But you're a DJ, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's easy for me to hide behind my music desk at work. I'm not very good at making conversations in public.
What are you most nervous about?
Well, I gave up studying to become a DJ, and I don't think Sarah's parents will be satisfied with that. Also, I changed my hairstyle last week, and they'll probably be shocked by that.
How are you going to try and make a good impression?
Well, I'm going to wear smart clothes, and I'll take her mom some flowers.
How do you feel about meeting Sarah's parents?
I'm worried about making a bad impression. I find it difficult to get along with people straight away.
But you're a DJ, aren't you?
Yeah, but it's easy for me to hide behind my music desk at work. I'm not very good at making conversations in public.
What are you most nervous about?
Well, I gave up studying to become a DJ, and I don't think Sarah's parents will be satisfied with that. Also, I changed my hairstyle last week, and they'll probably be shocked by that.
How are you going to try and make a good impression?
Well, I'm going to wear smart clothes. And I'll take her mom some flowers.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
The party was great yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. The music was great, and the food was excellent.
The people were interesting, too. Ian introduced me to Laura Singer. Did you meet her?
I don't think so. Can you give a description of her?
She's short and slim, with dark black hair and green eyes. She was in a blue dress yesterday.
And what is she like?
She's outgoing, athletic, and independent. Her kindness impressed me greatly.She traveled to New Zealand and Africa.
Really? That's so impressive.
And that's not all. In January, she won the national writing competition, and next September, she is going to Columbia University to study creative writing.
I'd love to meet her.
Well, we're thinking of going to the cinema tomorrow. Why not join us?
Sure, that'd be great.
The party was great yesterday, wasn't it?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. The music was great and the food was excellent.
The people were interesting too. Ian introduced me to Laura Singer. Did you meet her?
I don't think so. Can you give a description of her?
She's short and slim, with dark black hair and green eyes. She was in a blue dress yesterday.
And what is she like?
She's outgoing, athletic, and independent. Her kindness impressed me greatly. She traveled to New Zealand and Africa.
Really? That's so impressive.
And that's not all. In January, she won the national writing competition, and next September, she is going to Columbia University to study creative writing.
I'd love to meet her.
Well, we're thinking of going to the cinema tomorrow. Why not join us?
Sure, that'd be great. Could you tell me where the lift is?
The what?
The lift. I need to get to the fifth floor for dinner.
Oh, the elevator. We call them elevators here.
Oh, okay.
They're over there. You're British, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm having difficulty with your language. I thought you spoke English.
We do. What trouble are you having?
Just now I asked where the chemist's shop was. Of course, now I know it is called drugstore here. I was told it was past the washroom, which we call a toilet, on the first floor. So I went up to the first floor and was told it was the second floor.
That's right. This is the first floor.
Well, where I come from, it's the ground floor. And yesterday, I took the underground, which you refer to as subway. And tomorrow, I will have to hire a car, what you say rent, and drive on the right of the road. The wrong side of the road.
We don't drive on the wrong side. You do.
Could you tell me where the lift is?
The what?
The lift. I need to get to the fifth floor for dinner.
Oh, the elevator. We call them elevators here.
Oh, okay.
They're over there. You're British, aren't you?
Yes, and I'm having difficulty with your language. I thought you spoke English.
We do. What trouble are you having?
Just now I asked where the chemist's shop was. Of course, now I know it is called drugstore here. I was told it was past the washroom, which we call a toilet, on the first floor. So I went up to the first floor and was told it was the second floor.
That's right. This is the first floor.
Well, where I come from, it's the ground floor. And yesterday, I took the underground, which you refer to as subway. And tomorrow, I will have to hire a car, what you say rent, and drive on the right of the road. The wrong side of the road.
We don't drive on the wrong side. You do.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
How would you use a radio or a telephone if you had no electricity or batteries? These problems bothered British inventor Trevor Bayliss. So in 1996, he invented a wind-up radio. It doesn't need electricity or batteries. You wind it up by hand. It plays for about an hour. Then you wind it up again. Today, it's produced in South Africa. Apart from that, Bayliss invented a mobile telephone that is powered by shoes. The shoes contain a small battery that is powered when you walk. This battery is connected to a mobile phone. These two simple inventions can contribute a lot to the modern communications among all parts of the world. Bayliss doesn't have a university degree in engineering. In fact, he left high school before graduating. He just loves making things to help people. He never knows when the creative ideas will come to him. He got the idea for the radio while watching TV. The idea for the telephone came to him in a dream. How would you use a radio or a telephone if you had no electricity or batteries? These problems bothered British inventor Trevor Bayliss. So in 1996, he invented a wind-up radio. It doesn't need electricity or batteries. You wind it up by hand. It plays for about an hour. Then you wind it up again. Today, it's produced in South Africa. Apart from that, Bayliss invented a mobile telephone that is powered by shoes. The shoes contain a small battery that is powered when you walk. This battery is connected to a mobile phone. These two simple inventions can contribute a lot to the modern communications among all parts of the world. Bayliss doesn't have a university degree in engineering. In fact, he left high school before graduating. He just loves making things to help people. He never knows when the creative ideas will come to him. He got the idea for the radio while watching TV. The idea for the telephone came to him in a dream.
第二节到此结束。现在你有两分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到答题卡上。听力部分到此结束。